This is the Black Saba Podcast. The revolution is streaming now.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Black Saba Podcast. On this episode, we're going to be talking about if anybody that studied for the CISSP or is studying for the CISSP is probably familiar with the concept, how to think like a manager. And that concept has been pretty successful for a lot of people. It's a little debatable, but for most people, it's been pretty successful as a strategy for taking the CISSP. Some famous videos on that. I want to give a shout out to one video was Think Like a Manager by Gwen Betway. The other one is Why You Will Pass the CISSP by Kelly Handerhan. And another one is How to Think Like a Manager for the CISSP Exam by Pete Zegger. And I will include links to these if you're watching my YouTube channel. If you're listening on the podcast, of course, you can just, you know, look these up as well. I also want to give a shout out to the book on How to Think Like a Manager for the CISSP Exam by Luke Ahmed. I'll definitely include a link for that too if you're watching on the YouTube channel. So I don't want to go through a whole video trying to reproduce what these great individuals in cybersecurity have already done. But what I do want to do is present this in a different way and provide an imaginary anchor for those that have kind of dabbled with this concept and find themselves kind of defaulting back to, if they can't imagine themselves as a manager, they're defaulting back to that technical side. For instance, if they get to the CISSP test and they can't quite grasp that think like a manager concept, they kind of fall back into that default and they answer questions in a technical way. They put themselves in a position where they're answering the questions like they're working at their job, like they're doing the same role that they're probably doing. That's probably technical. That's probably hands-on fixing problems. and it's not the right answer. So if you put yourself in that position and you're taking an ISC squared test, you're going to lend yourself to being inducted into the unofficial donors program, basically donating your test feed to ISC squared. What I want to do in this is kind of present the think like a manager concept in a slightly different way, a little more colorful way, to get you to just kind of link to that, get that imagination going where you can kind of grasp that during the test. It's kind of like the name of this podcast episode is the VCISO in the green glass corner office. So if anybody is not familiar with the VCISO, it's just like a CISO. The V stands for virtual. And it's also known as a fractional CISO for those companies that can't afford the full salary of a CISO or afford a CISO full time. We'll say afford a CISO full time. They'll have a virtual CISO or a fractional CISO. So, like I said, the title is called the VCISO in the green glass corner office. So I'm going to give like a case scenario, imaginary concept. Let's just say, you know, let's dream a little bit. Let's say you've been in the industry for several years. You've kind of done your thing technically. You've done everything technically you could do. You started to branch off into the strategic side of cybersecurity. So you're doing pretty well in that. And you get an offer to be, let's just say, actually 2 years ago, you got offers to be a VCISO. The starting salary was $250,000. Not bad. On the second year, they renegotiated your contract, and you're now making $375,000. Okay, so we've set the scene up pretty good. So you're in your second year, and your CIO has just come to you. They want to kind of expand your role slightly. You're still a VC, so at this point, they want you to come in physically to the office every Wednesday of the week. So this is your first day in the office. You get to the office, and they show you your office. It's a nice, fancy glass corner office, nice furniture, mini fridge, got snacks, water bottles, set up nice. So this is your first day here. They even give you IT liaison to kind of get you set up. So let's get into the scenario. So you get to the office, they're getting you set up, and they ask you, so far as your network access, far as Active Directory, do you need Active Directory? What network? We'll give you the list right here. What network security appliances do you need access to? So you stop them right there. Okay, first of all, I may look at some of your network security settings and may have to see some things in Active Directory. You can give me that, but first of all, let's just say that needs to be read only access to all those, to Active Directory, to any firewalls, to any network, other network security appliances that need to be read only, because I will not be fixing the problem. I will not be hands-on. I will be advising on risk. I will be a risk advisor. So from a strategic level, that's where I'll be helping at. So we kind of got the imagery of that. So that's your first day. They want you to start fixing things. Like, oh, slow down, slow down. Risk advisor, read only access, read only access. So you get settled into your desk. Everything's feeling good. Nice job. I mean, you've been in it 2 years. You're kind of excited about, you know, and let's back up. They actually wanted you to have that one day presence in the office to kind of get that in presence feel. Have some people drop by the office, brainstorm in person. You can kind of talk them through some strategy. So you're excited about that. So you sit down at your desk, you get a Teams message. Guy hits you up in a panic. Ah, the server room's on fire. We need to back up some files. Want to get your opinion. What's the most critical files we should back up? So first of all, you say stop. Okay. Have we evacuated all the personnel? No, we haven't. Well, let's stop right there. Let's evacuate all the human personnel. Safety first. So you just got to the office. We're kind of doing that think like a manager. It's in process, but with a VC, so in the green glass corner office. So we're kind of getting them straight. Risk advisor. Just had this come up. Hey, human life. That's the think like a manager. You choose human life first. You're a risk advisor. You advise, you don't fix. So you sit down, you're getting settled in, you get an email, and someone is asking you about purchasing a $10,000 firewall, and they say it's for a server. So you start doing some emails back and forth, and you're trying to ask them questions about the server, and then they say that the server is a fantasy football DMZ server. You kind of pause and you look at the email and you scratch your head. And you think to yourself, I'm pretty sure this server isn't worth the $10,000 firewall to protect it. So you kind of send them a cordial, nice email back, letting them know that that's not a purchase that you advise. So when comes to cost benefit analysis, you're not going to spend more than the asset is worth. Now, if that server was, let's say you work in the financial sector and that is a banking software, has some critical files, that's definitely worth the $10,000 price tag for a person seeing a firewall to protect that. So once again, earning your pay as a VC, so thinking like a manager, thinking like a C-suite. You're all settled in. You're about to wrap up for the day. Somebody comes in, knocks on the door. Hey, I know you're about to head out, but can I grab you here for a minute? Sure. So, they sit down and they start talking about this nice security project. Just talking about how it's going to wow the company, how it's going to impress them with the AI, how it's going to just really have some bells and whistles to it. And then you think about a meeting that you had with the CEO last week, where the whole company was there and they talked about the business initiatives and where they were going and how IT and cybersecurity could support them in different ways. And you just point out to that individual and you say, that sounds like, yeah, sounds like a nice project to do, but is that the priority right now? What project? We had a couple other projects. What project can we do that aligns with the business, that supports the business, the bottom line? Because at the end of the day, IT, sometimes IT does, but cybersecurity really doesn't make the company money. What we do is try to help out in the company not losing money. So that's where we come in. And we want to have projects that kind of align to the business, whatever business that a company is in, whether it be financial, healthcare, energy, if it aligns to where they're going, if they're trying to have some rapid growth, if they have a certain philosophy, the project in some way somehow has to kind of somewhat align to that business. It has to support the business. So that's just my case scenario, my little case scenario of a day in the life of a VC. So kind of taking that different perspective of how to think like a manager. So just to recap, the first one was being a risk advisor. We don't fix, we advise. Human life, always choose human life first when it comes to answering questions. Cost benefit analysis, the value of the fix, or the cost of the fix or the mitigation shouldn't exceed the cost of what you're protecting. And always support and align to the business. All right, guys, that's it. That is it for the this episode. Definitely like, share, subscribe to the YouTube, subscribe to the podcast. In the meantime, until the next episode, think about how you're moving yourself forward in life. How are you working to have a better life for you and your family? Basically, how are you working to get into the black?